And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Yes, welcome, welcome. Today, I want to talk about life, the meaning of life. What is the meaning of life? And indeed, you need to find out what the meaning of your life is. See, your life has a purpose. God does not do things without a purpose. There is a reason for your existence. Okay? To do good, or to do evil and wrong and self-destruct, okay? So which is it going to be? Now, most of us wander through life for the first 20, 25 years. We kind of wander through life. And we go along with what people say, what our parents say, what the group says, what our teachers say, what the culture says. You know, we kind of go along with everything. And we don't think much about, well, sometimes we do. We do sometimes think about the meaning and purpose of life, but a lot of times we're busy. Either we're busy just trying to survive. Maybe you come from a home with not a very good environment, and you just try to get by. School, it's not so good. Bullying and pressure. You just want to get by. You want to survive, okay? And you dream about the day that you can get away from home and go out on your own, you know, like that. Or maybe your home is okay, your dad and mom are kind of okay, but you get all caught up with your peers, what they're doing and what they're thinking, and fitting in with them and conforming to them and being popular. And then, of course, there are... We want to succeed. So for some of us, success means being good at sports. For others, it means being popular. For others, it means doing well academically. And of course, there's a lot of school pressure. So we study and try to get good grades so we can go on to college and so on. And so what happens then is we get to be 20, 25, 30. And then, of course, we're thinking about maybe getting married and getting a good job, things like that, okay? Starting a family. So there's all of those things, and those are all proper, okay? There's nothing wrong with any of the notions that I've mentioned heretofore. But as the years go by, okay, we ought to become more... Okay, what ought to be happening as we mature? In other words, once we get to be 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, we ought to be getting more mature, okay? And very slowly, we ought to be gathering some wisdom. We've made some mistakes, so we learn from our mistakes. And we heard some good advice from our parents and teachers and pastors and other people along the way, and sometimes we ignored it or we didn't believe it. Then we go out in life and stumble a couple of times. Then we say, okay, now I see what they mean. Okay, so we learn that way. Okay, so little by little, we learn some lessons. And we have children, and then the children are growing up. Okay? And now comes the time, being married, having children, to learn to be unselfish. Okay? And if you can start to learn to be unselfish, and gain a little bit of wisdom, okay? And after that comes the second half of life, which is the spiritual journey back to your roots, back to God, okay? So let's talk about that after this very important announcement. Thank you.
like really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. This is a very special program. I am a pastor. Okay, but I'm a pastor to people on the radio and the internet. I'm a non-denominational pastor. I don't have a church building. Okay, I talk to people on the radio. And of course, write, articles and blogs, posts, and also books. I've written 18 books. And I help people with life issues and relationship issues. Okay? So let's continue now. We said that we drift through life, and then we get married and start have kids, and then that's the time to learn to be unselfish. And then after that, we might then, some of us, not all of us, see, some people are heaven-bound and some people are hell-bound. Okay? Just like there was Moses and the Pharaoh, remember? Moses was heaven-bound, Pharaoh was hell-bound. Moses represented the kingdom of God, and the Pharaoh represented the worldly kingdom. Look around you now. You see the worldly kingdom. You see it all around you. Okay? It's very enticing. It's there. Okay? It's definitely there. But the kingdom of God, okay? For some people are destined to find their Creator. Okay? And if you do, then you bring a little bit of heaven to this earth for yourself, for your family. And if you don't, okay, if you never have the turning point in your life where you sincerely cry out for answers, if you never reach a point where you realize that you're wrong and you're making mistakes and you're sorry, really sorry in your heart, if you never have that occur, then you continue drifting now, not just through the world, but now drifting toward the dark side. Okay? Because behind the worldly kingdom, see, remember in the Garden of Eden, there was God and God's will. God made his will known. And Adam and Eve were enticed by the serpent to doubt God and disobey God. And the serpent, who was lurking in the foliage, then came to be in charge. So that's why now you see, and the serpent, of course, became in charge of this world. And that's why everything is upside down. Everywhere you look, everything's upside down. The worst people rise to the top. It's a miracle if anybody decent gets to the top, okay? Where right is wrong and wrong is right and everything's upside down. See, the whole topsy-turvy world, because it has its roots in hell. Okay? So now, let's talk about, but you see, God makes a way for people. He makes a way. He makes a way. You remember Moses? Moses was actually raised in the Pharaoh's household. Moses would have been a prince. See, he had the finest education. He could have been a prince. But instead, he chose to go off and be a sheep herder for 40 years and then to be with his people. Okay? But the point is that God found a way for him to be there in that, right in the center of that earthly kingdom right there, right in the center of the worldly kingdom of order of things and to be safe there. See, God found a way for him. You see that all through the Bible with Joseph and with Daniel. See, a lot of times, the people who are favored of God, who find God and are destined to come to God, see, who have God's blessing upon them, why, they have wisdom and common sense and gracefulness and savoir faire. Okay, and so a lot of times they actually become advisors, see, but they advise for good. See, all their advice comes to good, and they're good for the leaders. So what I'm saying is, okay, that there is a battle between good and evil, okay, and it's not your battle, but you're a pawn in it, and you have to see that it is going on. Okay, now a lot of times you can go through the day and you have breakfast and you do this and you do that and you do your work and you do things and see, but sometimes, once in a while, there's a kind of a line drawn in the sand, okay, where what is right and what is wrong is clear to you. And when you see clearly what is right, or you see clearly what not to do, then don't do what not to do. Okay, stay on this side of the line. Okay, there are moments like that. We shall continue with our discussion after this important announcement. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back, everyone. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. And I bid you welcome to today's program. Now let's continue. So I was saying that for the first 20, 25 years, we just kind of drift through life and do what other people say and what our parents say and what our teachers say and what the culture says. And you know, like that, we go along. We do question some things, but basically we kind of go along. And then we work, and then we get married, we start a family. And I said that's the time to begin to learn to be unselfish. Okay, and then we learn some lessons. We begin to learn how to be unselfish. We mature. Okay, we grow. Some of us do, but some of us don't. Some remain selfish. See, so if you're destined to come to God one day, then as the years go by, see, well, okay, first of all, everybody's kind of all mixed together. The Moses and the Pharaohs and the, you know, the Hitlers and the Mother Teresa's and the St. Francis de Sales and the Augustines, see, and the Stalins. Everyone's all kind of mixed together. And a lot of times you can't tell the good ones from the bad ones. You know, you just can't. We all look the same on the outside. See, we're all just people. But But as the years go by, people begin drifting one way or the other. Now, for the first 20, 25 years, or even 30 sometimes, or more, 35, the good ones go the way of the world. Okay, compromise on principle, go along to get along, you know, have promiscuous sex and take drugs and smoke marijuana and, you know, become ambitious and become hateful and angry, resent their parents and hateful toward others and judgmental. And, you know, we just make all the mistakes. Then our life continues to get worse and worse and worse. But somehow, even though we go along, we're at the party, the same parties that everybody else is at and so on. They seem to be, we don't get the same pleasure out of it that they do. Okay? They seem to get something out of it that you don't. See, there's something different about you. And that's because one day, usually when you hit rock bottom, usually when you hit absolute rock, there you are, rock bottom, in the gutter, and then you say, why am I here? Okay, and instead of blaming everybody, blaming everyone else and blaming God, you say, wait a minute, what have I been doing? How have I been messing up? And you cry out for answers. Your soul cries out. See, the silent cry of the soul to the Creator. And He hears your cry and He answers. Okay? And now after suffering, see, and hitting rock bottom, and you have to see yourself at rock bottom, now you can't pretend you're a wonderful person anymore. See, you can't pretend that you're wonderful and it's everybody else's fault, and so on and so forth. Now you have to take a look at yourself. And at that point, some people continue to blame everyone else. See, or they find a false religion, or they find false comfort and reassurance from someone that tells them that they're okay and, you know, reassures them. But some people, they don't want that phony assurance. They don't want that false comfort and reassurance. They want the truth. Okay? Well, and God answers. And He answers with truth. Okay? Which is like a light. It's like a light shining through your soul. And all of a sudden, there you are, and you say, oh my God. You see your own self. You see how rotten you are. You see how you betrayed your wife, how you took advantage. See, how you took advantage of other people's innocence, fooled them and tricked them. How you took advantage of their love, used them, lied to them and deceived them. See, kept lying to them and they believed you, and then you lied to them again. You see all of that. With your kids, you weren't there for them. All you were is impatient. Little child spills a little milk and you slap it around. See, push it, shove it into the room, make it go into a room for a timeout, yell at it, threaten the child. See? So you see all these things, and you see how you hated your dad and hated your mom. You see all that, and that's the truth, okay? But now instead of trying to duck it, you bear the temporary pain, and then you start to get better in God's light. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Pastor Roland, and this is like a little little sermon, on-the-air sermon, okay? I'm seeking to, see, what do I do? See, what I can do, Lord willing, with the grace of God, if He so wills, okay, that He permits me to speak in such a way that I awaken people to the truth, then it's very beautiful. That's a very beautiful thing, if that happens. So I was saying that a person hits rock bottom and then they're willing to see that they're wrong and not blame other people and just bear the pain of seeing that they're wrong in the light of truth and not seek any other remedy. Then God continues with His light of truth, and then it refines into remorse, into a catharsis, into sadness. And then after that, after the catharsis and the release, joy returns, see? You're sad, it's like a sad glad. You're sad to see that you're wrong, but you're glad to see it. You're glad to come clean, okay? Well, now you've crossed back over to God's side. See? You know, it's like, imagine someone who betrayed their country. Someone who betrayed their, let's say there was a good king, and you betrayed the good king and went over to the enemy. Okay, and then all of a sudden, there you are over on the enemy's side, and all of a sudden you say, oh my God, what have I done? You somehow manage to escape, and you come back to the kingdom of the good, okay? Well, then you have to ask the king for forgiveness. You have to throw yourself upon the mercy of the king. He may not accept you. He may send you back over to the enemy, or he may imprison you, okay? You throw yourself on His completely on His mercy. Well, that's the way we are, see. We, like I said, life is decisive. There's kingdom of good and kingdom of evil. See, there's the Moses kingdom and the Pharaoh kingdom, the Jesus kingdom and the Hitler kingdom, you see what I mean? And the Hitler kingdom is not always harsh and, you know, it can be very permissive. I was listening to a gentleman on the radio talking about pagans. He said, why is everybody always worshiping idols? And what's all this paganism and idol worship? And why are people always doing that? Well, what is it this all about? And he said it's because the idols are very permissive when it comes to sexual license. See, to letting people live as sensuous and debauched lives as they want. See, the pagan, the idols are very permissive in that regard. That's why people, see, will go for it. So what I was saying is that there's the good kingdom and the bad kingdom. And for a while, when we're full of hate and resentment and ambition and jealousy and, see, and then in our wrong, we want to comfort ourselves with drugs and so on and so forth, well, then we've joined ourselves to the dark side, who excuses your what you do and comforts you in your wrong and encourages you to do more wrong. See, you played footsies with the devil for a long time, but then all of a sudden one day you see what's become of you. See, you're becoming wrong, a degenerate, and perhaps a devil yourself, part human, part devil. See. You see what you do to other people, the effect you have on them, the way you betray them and use them and lie to them and, see, fool them and, see, and hate them. On the surface, pretend you like them and underneath hate them. See? Well, when you see that, then maybe you're ready to cross over, admit you're sorry, and come back to God, like the prodigal son. So now you become the prodigal son or the prodigal daughter and approach the father and hope that he'll accept you back. See? So as I was saying, then within the bounds of holy matrimony, see, you have children, and then you can learn to be unselfish, okay? And holy matrimony is ordained by God. It's a framework within which to work out the ancient man-woman thing, okay? And also to learn to be unselfish. And so if you get through there, if you learn to be unselfish, to be patient with your children, and As a husband, you learn to be virtuous and not have any vices and be the Moses of the family, okay? Steady, always there, always cheerful, patient, okay, honorable, principled. And as the lady, you learn not to be so willful and judgmental, okay, and not to meddle in people's lives, and okay, to have a good nature. Then the two of you might live happily ever after, and you might find the purpose for which you exist, and it's all good.
Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books, personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, indeed. Some of you are only getting 15 minutes, so go to the archives at talktoapastor.org so you can listen to the whole program. It was very, very good, okay? And while you're at talktoapastor.org and listening to the whole program, you can also check out the meditations, my books, my YouTube videos. I have over 200 of them on various topics. A lot of wonderful resources for you there. So you turn your life around. Come back from the dark side over to the become a child of light. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.